Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Form Factor. My name is Will Suter. In 2019, Form Factor acquired FRT Metrology from Cologne in Germany, a supplier of high-end metrology solutions for the semiconductor industry. Today, I'm joined by Thomas Fries, the Vice President and General Manager of FRT Metrology, Jürgen Koglin, FRT's Director of Applications Engineering, and Amy Leong, Form Factor's Chief Marketing Officer and SVP of Mergers and Acquisitions. We'll talk about some of the reasons behind Form Factor's acquisition of FRT, how the integration process has been going, and some of the opportunities presented by the semiconductor metrology space. So, hello everyone. Thank you for joining me today. To start off with, could you introduce yourselves? Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. We have Amy, Jürgen, and Thomas on the call today. Jürgen, do you maybe want to go first, just to give us a quick introduction?
Yeah, my name is Jürgen. I'm the head of application at FRT, and the application department is responsible for doing test measurements, feasibility studies, which means that my team tries to find out which is the best suited sensor, the best suited system to solve the problems, the issues of customers and the measurement task. And I joined FRT, for more than 20 years right now.
Brilliant. And Thomas, how about yourself?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Thomas. I'm the general manager of FRT. I was with the company since the very first second. and I'm also a physicist from my background and studied in Saarbrücken in the southwest of Germany and also in Bonn, very close to Cologne, where our company is located today.
And Amy, can you give us a quick introduction?
Hi, my name is Amy Leong, calling from California, where Form Factor is a headquarter. I've been with Form Factor for nearly 20 years. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer and also the General Manager of the Emerging Growth Business Unit, where FRT is part of. And I studied chemical engineering and material science by training.
So to start off with, Thomas, can you just give us a bit of an introduction to Form Factor, how the company started and what your sort of specialties are?
Well, our part of Form Factor, which is FRT Metrology, is a manufacturer of metrology equipment. Today, we are focused quite a lot of semiconductors, especially advanced packaging within the semiconductor area. And the history is going back some 26 or 27 years when we started as a contract lab working on this subject. And later on started to develop some tools because we needed some equipment which we couldn't get on the market. So kind of multi-sensor tools where we could add on different optical metrology methods for investigating a surface in one tool to save time and have options to measure things that we couldn't do with standard equipment available. So that was actually the point when we started to develop and build first tools in the beginning. Our goal was just to have these tools ourselves. But then, of course, when you work on something like this, you see that this is also a pretty good business model, not only selling contract measurements to people where you only can sell for a single hour that you have available, but also developing some equipment and then selling this and scale up. So this was actually the beginning. Well, far behind that, many years later, we decided to also address the semiconductor market, which is, of course, very complex. We also do medical technologies, we do automotive. And so it was a very big step to do this. And by the time when we started doing this, we have seen that we need more and more resources and focusing on this subject to be really successful. So this was a little bit the start of all this. And today we are here selling to major semiconductor companies worldwide, high-end equipment for metrology within production, but also within R&D.
Excellent. So, Jürgen, can you maybe tell us a bit about what makes FRT Metrology unique in terms of the solutions you can provide compared to, you know, other companies or competitors that are making similar kinds of metrology equipment?
Yeah, the FRT Metrology is unique due to the different sensors we can provide. So that means that we can combine different sensor types in one single instrument. This combination, which we call surface sense, is certainly unique that because a customer just needs one tool with different sensor types to solve different solutions, to have different solutions for the metrology issues he has. We are working with the topmost device manufacturers worldwide, and this gives us the chance to develop and to improve our techniques as requested by our customers. And the so-called hybrid metrology, which means that you take different sensors, two sensors, results to determine another result from these two. This is unique because we get information of two sensors which we cannot get from one single sensor. So we need more than one of these different types, and then we get another result.
Excellent. So we'll come back to some of the sort of technical aspect of the applications for FRT's products in a little bit. But first of all, Amy, could you give us a bit of an introduction to FormFactor in the same way, you know, just sort of a background to the company? And obviously, we're talking about the acquisition of FRT by FormFactor. So what made you decide to go ahead with that? You know, why is FRT metrology such a good fit for FormFactor?
Absolutely. FormFactor is a public traded company. Our trailing 12 months revenue is around $760 million with more than 2,300 members worldwide. FormFactor has started our journey in electrical tests in the wafer probe area, where we were most known for making these MEMS-based probe card technology that directly contact the semiconductor wafer to determine if the wafer or die is good or bad before the wafer get cut into little pieces, right? And what made us interested in FRT is really FRT's unique capability in the non-contact optical measurements for advanced packaging. The combination of FormFactor and FRT is a really powerful combination, particularly for these emerging advanced packaging technologies that require a bunch of new measurements. So just for example, advanced packaging, the recent technology involves stacking many dies on top of each other. And a key innovation from our customers is around the connecting the chips are keep getting smaller and smaller. On one hand, we're developing technology on electrical probe card side to touch the wafer, to know the performance, but sometimes in volume production, customer want to have non-contact measurements instead of touching directly on these interconnect. So this combination of FormFactor and the FRT technology give customers the most flexibility to measure where the most needed and give them the lowest cost of manufacturing as they bring these new advanced packaging to volume production.
And for anyone who might not be familiar, what are the main differences with the new sort of advanced packaging versus the more standard sort of wafer packages that you would have seen in the past?
Advanced packaging, the nomenclature has been used for more than a decade across the industry. At the beginning, many years ago, advanced packaging has been defined mostly anything that's not wire bonding technology is considered advanced packaging, like the flip chip, whether it's using solder bump or using copper pillar, for example. Over the last few years, the industry has added the 3D stacking or 2.5D stacking in volume production and adding a new dimension, the third dimension of advanced packaging. And we're just at the beginning of this technology innovation, and we started seeing more and more chiplet technology coming into production, allow the industry to extend the Moore's law instead of just two-dimensional geometry shrink, but now we can also add the third dimension to stack the die on top of each other.
So, Jürgen, from your point of view with the metrology techniques, what are the main requirements moving to more prevalence of advanced packaging that your customers need from their tools in order to work with these sort of new structures and new tools?
Yeah, the main requirements, let's give me an example, like the measurement of the wafer thickness measurement, thickness and thickness deviation and the bending, the so-called warp. This is a common technique. There is a technique to measure this. But here, the most important point is the throughput, how many wafers per hour can be measured. And this is the challenge and the requirements to increase the measurement speed and to increase the wafer per hours. This does not only belong to wafer thickness and total thickness variation, but also due to these interconnects, these vias, which are very, very small, very, very narrow. So we talk about 1 or 2 micron, or in future, maybe even less. So increasing the speed, the measurement of smaller structures, especially with a high aspect ratio, which means a large depth with a narrow width, this is the challenge, and these are the requests right now, and of course, will be more difficult in future.
So when you started seeing some of these more advanced structures, these kind of 3D structures and fins and things, to what extent could your existing tools handle that? Or, you know, was there a lot of redevelopment of your products that you had to do to be able to cope with the demand from customers? Or is it purely just, as you say, mainly the throughput thing? Was there a technical challenge to overcome in terms of actually being able to get the measurements that you need as well?
So generally speaking, it's the throughput and it's the resolution to get information in very narrow structures, and especially in XY direction, and also large, high depth in Z direction. And both of them is the challenge. So if you want to increase the throughput and to shorten the measurement time, of course, this could be done, no, not easily, but this can be done with losing resolution. But of course, customers are interested to do this without losing resolution.
Yeah, definitely. So Thomas, how would you say the sort of potential that FRT has to, you know, tackle some of these new challenges, these, you know, this sort of changing market? How has that potential changed since joining FormFactor?
Well, I have to a little bit put some light on the development we had. And so as I mentioned quite some years ago, we decided to go into semiconductor industry. It's a little bit like if you're going to start a family, you really have to be to commit to it. You really have to go into it because it's a very demanding thing, yeah, and you really have to focus. So we had quite some learning curve on this, and it also takes a lot of time until you really get into the customers, the interesting customers, the big ones, yeah. And we did this for quite some years. Keep in mind, small company out of a small area close to Cologne in Germany, working for industry that is spread worldwide, and most of it's actually outside of Europe. So in the end, took some time, but we've been quite successful with this. And when within the last, let's say, 4 to 6 years was more and more success, also getting into big manufacturing semiconductor companies in the area of advanced packaging. So we had from the development side quite some history already, and we did quite good job. We are in a very good position for this. But you can imagine if you go into this area, which is also now a really growing area and an area with a very high innovation speed. So there is, you have to develop all the time. Yeah? By building the tools that have just been ordered, you're already developing the next step. Might it be resolution, throughput, aspect ratio, whatever you need. And this is, of course, also very time consuming. It's very money consuming. You need a lot of capital to be able to do this. You might have to give some demo tools for some time to some people and things like this. And you really need to be realized or recognized by these big guys worldwide as a serious partner. Huh? Serious, being serious as it was not the big problem. But if you have a small company trying to serve the service and the support demand of these huge companies worldwide is really, really a hard job. So in the end, it was clear some years ago that we need some, let's say, bigger partner or a bigger environment in which we are working, being more powerful, being having more connection, having a better network, having capital to be able to get into new developments, yeah, whether it's with demo tools or with just starting a new development of a new sensor technique or improving an existing one, also costs money. And it was also clear that we needed to have a worldwide support network owned by ourselves. So actually, it was our own decision to start this M&A process, searching for somebody who would be the right candidate for us.
What can you tell us about that kind of roadmap then for you? Is there stuff that you're working on at the moment? Obviously, you know, you're talking about having to be in constant development. Can you tell us anything about what's in development at the moment or what's coming up in the near future?
Yeah, actually, it's really like having a family because it never stops, you know. I mean, you always have to go into new subjects, and you know, your kids go to school. When they grow up, they have different subjects, and they might also put quite some speed on you. And as I said already, this industry we are in, it's absolutely fascinating. It's really interesting. And we really can help to move some things on this earth here by doing this, but it's a permanent fight. Yeah. So our roadmap is really very agile, yeah, and very active. So of course we define a roadmap today, and 2 weeks later we look onto it and we discuss with some customers and thought about what we got so far. And then you start tuning it. Yeah. So it's a permanent way to do this, and a very, very, very important. And, as Amy already mentioned, now things are growing together. So, for example, the testing and the metrology is something which grows more and more together if we develop in these advanced 3D and 2.5D packaging systems. And also a lot of other things also grow a little bit together, like there is more happening on the wafer itself. So MEMS is more mixing up with some semiconductor stuff and things like this. So it's a great effect that we joined forces here, not only giving us all these opportunities to have a worldwide support network, to have this powerful company and name behind us for good network and getting capital for new developments. It's also that we can join forces on the technical side and start joint developments. And for example, there is subjects like now we have a lot of heat effects in advanced packaging, which show warp and bow, for example, what Jürgen mentioned, what is a big task for measuring. So we both have also heat treatment with our system, stuff like this. So there's a lot of connecting points where we still see additional joint points that we even didn't see from the very beginning. Yeah? So it's developing in a more and more positive direction that we put these two subjects together.
Amy, does that fit in with stuff from your point of view? You know, what's FormFactor's current developments and sort of future roadmap, and how is FRT fitting into that?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to echo what Thomas has mentioned. As these new heterogeneous integration technologies come to help the industry to continue the cost manufacturing down, many of these measurements techniques are very challenging because all the yield management knowledge on a monolithic wafer, many of them are no longer applicable when you try to take dies from different wafers together and then reassemble them into another wafer, right? And so we're really helping the industry to relook at this from a fresh perspective. How to do electrical measurements? How do you really manage the yield when the die are from different wafers? And how do you really measure the good die or bad die once they stack on top of each other, whether through electrical measurement directly or optically through the cross section of the stack, right? So we're really excited that we're providing the technology, all the more toolboxes to our customer to connect electrical test data and optical test data to establish the new database for yield management.
What's something that you've been most pleased with since, you know, being able to work together under the FormFactor umbrella? What's a development you've been able to do or some sort of collaboration that's happened that wouldn't have happened otherwise that sort of got you the most excited about the future?
I think I'm most excited about is really the expansion of our team, right? The incredible amount of teamwork, because we're solving the industry very leading edge technology. It's required the hard work from the team, tenacity, and under Thomas' leadership and the FormFactor culture, we brought two teams together. We have innovated faster than ever, really achieved 1+1 greater than 2, right? So that's what makes me most excited about.
Jürgen, what's been most exciting for you about joining FormFactor?
Before joining FormFactor, FRT has been a small company. And as Thomas already mentioned, we have been a big family. And right now, we are still a big family here in FRT Metrology location in Germany. And right now, with FormFactor, we are much closer and we can get much faster to the big players in the world, which is, of course, very interesting and much more challenging.
Excellent. And Thomas, what are your thoughts?
Well, let me give you some color on this. Of course, you know, when a small company and a big company come together, you can imagine there's a lot of friction and there's a lot of really integration process needed, and there's a lot of knowledge needed about each other from both sides. Yeah, and so there must be a lot of patience and really for wish to really make this a success and work together. So we were looking for something like this. I explained this, and we got everything we needed from the entrepreneurial point of view. So we got the network, we got the money, we got all the connections. Everything was there, perfect. And we had the choice, by the way. We had several companies and partners being interested. In the end, I can really say today we made the best choice we could make. So we are really quite happy with this. Taking into account that you have all this this extra work to perform a transformation for a small entity from Germany into an American stock exchange company, which is quite big and has a lot of management overload, of course, or not overload, but a lot of management you have to have if you have more than 20 locations worldwide, is a big deal. But the positive things have been on one side that we got everything we wanted, what we were expecting from this step. And the other thing is that we met a company with a very cool culture, with a lot of taking care of employees, with a philosophy which was really very close to what we, as a very small German company, owned. So we still can perform this. And a very good and a very mature management team with clear strategies and with really going forward. And of course, with putting pressure on us, because the company must succeed and must perform, but also being able to support us and help us when we don't need what to do, or when we have not resources, or whatever is the problem. So it's a very open-minded situation. And I think we are all on the same journey and with good people. And this makes it also really a success, because as I told you, it's our heart is in this company. It's not only going in the morning to the office and going home in the end of the day, what is even not the case for everybody now because of the COVID situation, but still you're tied it much more together if you are convinced of what you do, but then when you just go there to earn the money.
Yeah, well, that's great. That was a fascinating conversation, guys. It's certainly an exciting time for this industry, and it sounds like an exciting time for all you guys as well. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Tom. And you're welcome.
Many thanks to Amy, Thomas, and Jürgen again for sharing their stories and expertise with us. And thank you to you for joining us. If you would like to learn more about FRT's metrology solutions or FormFactor in general, go to formfactor.com, where you can find tons of application information, product specs, and of course you can contact a representative. Thank you for listening.